Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, hello. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Debbie.
I do this all the time, every single time.
You threw up my opening. It's okay, though.
I'm eager.
That makes us, yeah, you know what? This is a really good topic, too, today. I think we are actually going to really, like, it's going to be one of those things we talk about a lot. And I'm glad that you're here again. For the first time, you are on Truthful Tuesdays, where we give you the honest truth, whether you like to hear it or not. And frankly, we don't give a shit. Today's topic is social media and how it can control your life, and how it can actually affect your relationships with not only your significant other, but your people, but with actual people themselves. And we lost the caller, so we'll go ahead and wait for them to call back. For those of you who are listening online, if you want to call in and talk about the what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 215-383-5758, and we'll get you on the air talking about real issues here. You know, this is Devin's topic. We're going to go ahead and let her start to be able to talk about things.
All right. Well, I'm excited as a social media consumer, as probably most, if not all, of our listeners are. I guess I just want to start off and ask you, Manny, and also share, what social media sources do you use? What do you want?
That's kind of a double-sided question, because I'm on some social medias just to have like my name. And then I'm on some social media that I actually use and I find effective and I like, you know, and I use all the time. Like the mainly social media that I use all the time are Instagram, Facebook, and Periscope. I'm actually on that now. Periscope has really taken a lot of my time as far as like being like as far as the social media aspect. I've actually been leaving Facebook alone a lot more. And kind of just like neglecting it. And then in Instagram, I usually just post my photos on there. But I also have a Twitter account. I also have a Snapchat, you know, so pretty much all the basic ones, except I only really use just like two for like serious things, you know?
Gotcha. I have two Facebook accounts. One is more for, and I'm transitioning one of them. One is for, like, old friends, family, people I'm in discussion groups with, and that's pretty much it. I keep it, like, real PG and basic. I'm transitioning that to more of a business model just as I get a little bit more into personal training. Now, my secondary Facebook account is, like, my fun Facebook account where I do my modeling stuff, where I get a little more candid. I have a different name. I started that one just because I had a career where if I put pictures of me in a bikini on my Facebook, I might get in trouble. So that's how that one started. So I managed two Facebook accounts and Instagram, which is kind of the great middle ground. Like if I like you well enough for you to see me in a bikini, then you'll get my Instagram. So that's for personal and for modeling. Hey. And then I started on Snapchat, which I hated at first. I just used it because I had one friend on there. We'd send each other stuff, and I didn't understand it. I didn't know why people liked it. And then probably in the last, like, 2 or 3 months, I figured out the creative aspect of it in my stories and really tried to, like, make it like a movie-making endeavor. And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. And I started following people. I was on Periscope for a minute, again, because one person invited me, but I just never got the hang of it. It just never clicked with me. But, I feel like I spend probably 20 hours a week on some form of social media, like thinking about it. It's probably at least 2 hours a day, maybe more than that.
Add up 100%.
Just if you add up, like you do a quick Facebook check for 5 minutes, you know, several times a day, an Instagram check, a Snapchat check, a this and a that. And, yeah, before you know it, just like, or on a weekend, I'm just like, damn, I've been on Facebook for 2 hours straight.
Here's the thing, man. Especially like you have a business, you know, and I have a business, and it, you know, it becomes a full-time job just to do social media. Like, I mean, there's people who get paid to do social media and stuff, and you know, more to them. And whenever you join a social media platform, it's like walking into another bar or walking into another room where you don't know
That's
anyone.
A good analogy.
You know, and you have to figure out the room. You know? And once you figure out the room, you're successful. You know? Because every social media has its social media. Am I having a hard time?
You're breaking up.
Ah, okay. How about, how's this? Better?
Yes.
Okay. So, my thing is, you know, Instagram is a hashtag heavy type of platform. So, if you want your stuff to be seen, you have to put, I think it's like at least 30 hashtags or something like that. And then when you get a following, then you can start like dropping the hashtags and stuff like that. But it takes a lot of work to become popular on Instagram. Facebook's formula is a little bit different. Facebook's formula, because the way Facebook works, if somebody likes your photo or you likes your post, that post gets bumped to the top of your list, and it starts showing into the recent post of your friends. So you start seeing it more. If there's a discussion on that post, it'll be at the top of your list. You know, they want you to engage in those type of posts, in popular posts. So you can use that to your advantage. And a lot of times what I'll do is, like, I'll post a photo. And mind you, both of these platforms, you have to know specific times to actually post to get the most
to
of
get
your...
Yes. I had and to that's everything. All out. That's everything. It really becomes like very strategic, like a business plan. And I didn't know about Instagram, exactly what you said, even about Facebook. Like, I might have a modeling picture. I'm like, no, it's noon. I can't post it now because nobody's on there right now. I got to wait till like rush hour to post it and, figure it out, like what hashtags to use, or, you know, if somebody, you know, making sure somebody sees it so they like it. It really becomes like a job, just like you said. Like, you have to really think about it if you want to use it.
And that's like one of the most hardest things to do, is to not post something because you have to wait for the proper time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's hard, man, because you really want to excited and you want to make
sure.
So you want to make sure that people see it, but you also want to make sure that people actually see it, you know, because, you know, with Instagram, you have to post like every 2 hours. Because after 2 hours, it's like you're insignificant. But there's also different platforms, different ways of formulas for different people. If you're a girl who's a model, you can post every hour or every 20 minutes or whatever and have a billion photos in your thing and become popular. If you're a photographer, chances are, you know, you have to have a strict formula. A lot of photographers, what they'll do is they'll post 2 photos a day. You know, it's harder for a photographer to become popular on Instagram because they have to constantly have content. And in reality, it's almost like you have to have no life and no job because you have to be out there shooting stuff all the time, and to make sure your hashtags are going. Periscope, for me, the key times for Periscope is in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night, right now. And it's very easy to see it on Periscope because you see the people who are scoping. And a lot of times, like, if you see that there's 6 or 7 people scoping at a certain time, guess what? Chances are your ass should be scoping too, because that means there's other people watching them. You know what I mean? And the cool thing about Periscope is that they have a map, right? And I know we're just talking about, now we're just like advertising these people.
Yeah,
I didn't get paid for any of this. But they have a map. So you can actually see people from different states if you want. You don't have to just, like, it's not like like Instagram where you go to a feed or something like that, or for Snapchat, you actually have to know somebody's handle, or, like, that was my problem with Snapchat. Snapchat needs like a tutorial when you first download the app, because it's like,
it does need a tutorial. Yeah.
It's one of the
really
hardest apps to really know.
Yeah. I love it now, but it really was like trial and error and Google searches and seeing other people's stuff and being like, how do they do that? I want to do that too. That looks cool. But there's nothing to tell you how to do any of it. You just
exactly.
got to figure it out.
And that
but
was my thing with
it. I do
with
have
it,
a question,
know?
Though.
Sure.
So when you're, like, not – so we're getting real specific as far as business stuff goes, but just as, on a personal level, like, I think a lot of our listeners are probably just, like, personal social media users that use it, not for promoting their businesses necessarily. But even personally, like, when you're out and about or, like, on a trip or you're at a dinner or you're – out of, you know, I don't know if you go to a club, but out of a club or wherever, do you feel like, do you have in your head like, ooh, this will be good for Facebook or this will be good for my Instagram or this will be good for Periscope? Do you feel like compelled to share it or are you enjoying your moment?
Well, you know, okay, it's a little bit of both. Like, when I first started, when I was really heavy in Instagram, I would take a photo. I'm like, oh, it's for the gram. Like, I would do, like, if I do a photo shoot, I always take a photo for Instagram. Just show that, hey, this is what I'm doing, and look forward to the pictures to come, you know? So, like, I'll do, like, a, you know, me and the model or something, a selfie, or that I really like that I know one, like, a goofy shot or shots, like, I know there's not going to be another photo like it, and I'll specifically edit it on my phone and then post it on Instagram just for that, just for the hype, you know what I mean? But I try to live in the moment as much as I can. Now, recently, I have been seeing, like, certain situations where if I scope this, how many I would get. Like, I wonder if right now I'm not doing anything, what I should probably scope and talk about something. And then sometimes when I do that, I see myself and say, but, you know, I'll do something else some other time, you know. So, but there are people who, you know, they don't think like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I find myself too much, you know, and I feel very conscious of it sometimes, too much thinking about, like, oh, I got to make sure I'm out with my girls. We got to make sure we take some pictures for Facebook. We got to make sure we take some pictures for Instagram. We got to, you know, I'm eating. I got to make sure I take a picture of the food so I can put it on Yelp. You know, I got to Snapchat this. So, like, while I'm still enjoying the moment, I do, like, feel in the back of my head, like, that thought, like, make sure you document it so other people can see. And,
isn't that,
you know,
crazy,
I,
though?
I think it is crazy. I'm trying, you know, and I try to tell people, because sometimes people will make fun of that kind of thing. And I'm like, well, back in the day, well, before we had all this social media, people still took pictures. I remember having a disposable camera, you know, one of those little cameras that, you know, you take it and you take it to the Photoshop or whatever and they'll develop it. But then you didn't have a place to put it. You just would print out your pictures and put it, like, in a scrapbook. Even,
yeah,
like,
life,
I remember
your life
my parents.
Was private, you know?
It was private. But I remember people, like, would have people come over and see my pictures that I took on vacation. Come and sit in my living room and look through this photo album. Like, it was more private because the whole, like, the masses couldn't see it, you know? We're not just paying random people seeing our lives or people we invited into our lives. But we still were sharing things. We just didn't have the platform to share them quite as publicly.
You know,
the
crazy part is I don't even remember, like, as a kid taking photos as a kid. I don't remember, like, at this point in time in my life, like, I don't remember, like, being somewhere as a kid and then there's like, oh, come on, get in a picture. Let's take state cheese. I don't remember a lot of those
things. My mom was big on that. Yeah, like, I wasn't the one taking pictures, but their dad didn't really care about it, but my mom certainly was like, I got to make sure I take pictures, you know, get in with your brother, like, we're at, you know, Disney World, take some pictures. It wasn't
exactly
like every moment of our lives, though, like it is now. Like, now it's like, oh, I got an outfit. I got to take a picture of my outfit. Oh, I'm eating dinner. I got to take a picture of my dinner. Oh,
you know,
we're having fun. So.
You said about the outfit thing. What's funny is that, you know, a lot of women nowadays, or and maybe some men too, but I don't really follow men who do that. But what they'll do is they'll try on a piece articles of clothing. They'll take pictures of it and they'll get advice from their Facebook people, or
I've
they'll
never
get advice.
That.
And it's like, what the hell? Like, okay,
yeah,
cool. Maybe you want advice from your masses. Okay, like, if you want some good advice, but it's like, who cares what the advice is? Like, in reality, it's you wearing.
Yeah, are
you
gonna buy
good
the outfit or are you not?
Yeah, just buy the damn thing, and who cares? Why, at that point, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it because everybody said it looked nice on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it goes back to what we were talking about last week. It's like, you know, you're doing things because other people are kind of like putting you into that emotion to do them.
Yeah.
But But I feel like
there's one thing I do. It's not the outfit where I like will go and try it on and, oh, what do you think of this outfit? But I very consciously, and I know a large number of women do this too. If I post something in a certain outfit, like whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever, so we go out and about, I got an outfit on, that little dress that I had on in the club goes to the back of the closet. I can't wear it again for like a year because I've already posted it on social media. And somebody will say,
isn't
like, you just had that outfit on a month ago? And it's crazy.
Exactly.
It's crazy. But talk to 50 women, and I guarantee you 40 of them will do the same thing. They're like, yeah, you already saw me in this outfit. I can't be seen in that outfit again for a while.
Yeah, exactly. I can't.
And
well, that's just like a jacket.
All these little, like, throwaway clothes because we don't want people to, see us repeating outfits. Men, I don't think
crazy,
have that same thought.
There's a documentary on Netflix I was watching. I'm trying to remember it. Remember the name of it, but it basically talks about how industry is something like that, where we don't keep clothing very long. We're they sell clothes cheap because we're in that mindset of things come and go. You know what I mean? Like we
mm-hmm.
use a shirt and we won't wear it again. We'll throw it out and buy another one. It's cheap. You know what I mean? And it says a lot about how people have become. Like, we've become so, concerned about being on top of things and while still getting value, that we realize we're not really getting a value. We're buying into this cheap clothing.
It's
appease
a value
our...
to you in the moment, right? So,
yeah.
It's not a value like, buying a car that's going to be reliable and you're going to use all the time and it's going to get you from point A to point B. Your value has now become a very short-lived value. So, yes, I got value out of that dress because I looked amazing in it and people told me I looked amazing in it and I put it on Facebook and I got 100 likes. Yes, that's the value I got. But now I put it to the back of the closet and that value is gone. So it's a very short-lived, very, finite value rather than something that's a long-term value. An investment, a car, a piece of furniture, a TV that you're going to use over and over and over again.
Let me ask you a question.
Did I lose
you? Are you the type of? I'm here. Are you the type of person who? I must be on a delay, huh? On your side. Are you the type of person who, if you don't get a certain amount of likes, you'll delete the photo? Because I know people like that.
I don't delete photos. No. I will feel sad about it. I'll feel a way about it. I'll be like, dang, I thought I looked good that night. I'm like, that's what I liked. But I won't delete it. Like, I'm not just like, oh, well, that must have been ugly. Let me just go ahead and delete it. Because I think, sometimes there's a little delay. Like, okay, well, maybe nobody posted at the wrong time and people just haven't seen it yet. I'll justify it that way.
Yeah.
But I do know people who will, delete it. I'm just like, really? What?
Well, see, that goes back to what I was saying.
Just leave it. Just leave it alone.
That goes back to that whole being strategic. And what I do is usually I'll post a photo at a certain time. I'll wait a little bit longer. And then when people reply or they'll send a comment, I'll wait to reply to them for a couple hours or whatever. And then I'll start replying to them because then that reply on Facebook will bump the post to the top.
Up.
And then what I'll do is I'll have the wife go or I'll do it for her. I'll like her Facebook, her picture, or she'll
that.
Like my picture. Yeah, and then
I've never told somebody to go like my stuff. That's
for
me. Hey, go like my stuff, please.
Well, we're not doing it like that. We're doing it like, hey, like my photo so it can go to the top of the list again.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing it, but I've never done
yeah.
it.
I mean, we're married,
that.
So we're going to help
it
each other out.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah. No, I mean, and again, if you're using it for a business purpose, even if you're a quote-unquote Instagram model, I'm assuming, you're still getting some form of out of that, whether it's more photo shoots or if it's products that you're, brand ambassadoring for something. So, I get it when there's a business purpose behind it. I don't get it so much when, Susie Q down the street and, she's got, she's just a regular girl, but she's gotten so obsessed with, I need to have, at least 1,000 followers. But for what? Like, just to see you, go eat dinner?
And nowadays, you know, nowadays you can fake it. You can buy followers. You can buy likes.
No.
And there's businesses about
feel,
all that shit, you know.
I feel a way about that, too. Like, you can't get your own followers by your own sweat. You don't deserve to have followers.
But you know what, though? You know what? I have my belief on that. I have my belief on that. And my belief is that it's psychology, you know. You're not going to go shopping. You're not going to go to an empty car lot and try to buy a car.
Empty restaurant.
Or empty restaurant. Yeah. You're not going to. You're going to want to be where everybody else is at.
Yeah. I on Instagram, I'm still like right under 1,000, but I have fought for every follower. Just one, because I didn't know how it worked, you know. It took me a long time to figure out how to get followers, but it's like a moral thing for me. Like, I refuse to give in and buy followers. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to just
but see that,
on
and that's
my
what
own
you
switch.
That's how you can actually promote yourself cross platform. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you're on Periscope or you're on Facebook and you did a photo shoot, you know, and you go live with the photo shoot on Periscope, then you can say, hey, check out my Instagram for the photos, like make sure you follow me on there so you can see it. So it's like, it's one of those things, like I said, it's all about that. But what I want to talk about is how it can affect relationships and like with each other and with
people,
friendships.
Right now.
Go ahead, girl.
Some amazing stories. Okay, so first we were talking about followers. I have a guy friend who told me he won't date any woman who has more than 1,000 Instagram followers, because it means she's a fake person or something like that. Like, she cares more about social media than she does about real people. And I was I don't get that theory, because she could be somebody who needs it for branding. And he was like, well, you know, I'll make an exception for like a personal trainer, and if she's a real model and not like a fake Instagram model, I'll make an exception for that. But
this guy?
She's a regular person with all these followers, it means she puts too much time and emphasis on her social media presence.
It sounds like somebody I know. Somebody I know personally could. It sounds like something they would say for sure. Definitely right up his alley. But I definitely get it, though, because it makes sense. You know what I mean? But that goes back to what I was saying on Periscope, is that you were basically judging a book by its cover. I mean, you yourself, we talked about how, you know, you met this guy. I don't think, did we talk about that live, or was that like in the back end of the conversation? Because I know you met a guy and he told you he wasn't dating somebody, and you started talking to him, and you found out on social media that he was with somebody.
Right.
But it's stuff like that. Like,
my fist in the sky at that.
It's stuff like that. Like, it ruins everything. And I'm not saying that, hey, listen, for your benefit, that was good. But it's certain things create things out of nothing. Because, like, you know, you found out the truth. But what if somebody saw it and it was a different person, and you looked at something that you thought could have been something and it wasn't? Like, maybe you thought that this is his wife, in reality it's his sister, or an old picture. You know what I'm saying? Those are situations where it can ruin something great, you know?
Or it can, you know, you're right, it can cause like all kinds of false perceptions. So, you know, I think especially with dating now, like, people have become very wary, you know, you know, if I'm out with a guy, we're just, you know, hanging out, we're dating, but we're not serious, you know, it's always like, is it okay if I post this? Because I'm going to post this. Or are you not cool with it? Like, that becomes a conversation topic now. Like, if we take a picture together, we got to figure it out, because people will assume, you know, maybe that there's something going on when there really isn't. Maybe we're just hanging out with friends.
You know where I get that, where I do things like that is like, say you called off of work, you know what I'm saying? You're playing hooky,
something.
I say, listen, don't tag me anything.
I didn't post while I was out on hooky, but I posted it like the next day or the day after, and I told everybody, I was like, do not post any of these pool pictures today, because I called out sick from work. So
exactly. And that's crazy that you got to think like that, though.
You
got to think like that. It's like, you know, we're being judged by something, because we've made our lives so public now. You know what I mean? Like, we post about everything. I mean, not everybody's
the same. Yeah, people post the most private shit on Facebook. I'm like, really? Like, you want everybody to know about this situation? You sure? It's no, like you put your diary out there.
Not to cut off and sidetrack and shit, but what cracks about those people is that they get mad when someone gives them honest advice about the situation, and they say, mind your business. Mind your business. I didn't put it on Facebook for advice. Well, why the fuck did you put it on Facebook then?
Why is it there? And I yell at those people, too. I'm like, so you put it on here on a forum where people can comment publicly, but you don't want any public comments. Like, what kind of sense does that make? Like,
it makes zero
keep it
sense,
to yourself,
bro.
If you don't want opinions about it. Like, you put it out there, so you're going to get good stuff. You're going to get people who pat you on the head and say, oh, poor baby. And you're going to get people who are like, you know what, you were stupid. You know, so if you don't like it, delete the comment if it's that big a deal. But once you put it out there, it's out there.
Exactly. And then if people don't realize that Facebook and any social media is public domain. So anything you do on there, it's not private. Once you hit that send button,
it's
public.
On the internet.
You know?
Yep. And people have gotten, like, even with, like, divorces, we're talking about relationships. People, they have been able to get their Facebook profiles and stuff subpoenaed and used in court against them, you know, whether it's message. And nothing is private, really. Once it's on the internet, it's on the internet. It's like,
how crazy,
you know, even your text
that?
Messages you can get admitted into court. So you got to think about, before you hit that button, like, yes, post this.
I mean,
you know,
if it came up later,
would you be all right with it?
You can get sued for talking badly about somebody on social media. Like, you can, people
you can
press charges against you. Yeah.
I know somebody who lost their job. They were talking stuff about their job. They said the company name. They talked about customers. Like, now companies have very strict social media policies. Like, one of my old jobs, if you mentioned a client name or if you posted a picture with you and a client, you were subject to termination off of that, no question. Because, you know, not everybody wants their stuff out there like that. And
yeah, I mean, I had a model, we were doing a medical marijuana, like, photo shoot, and she was supporting, like, you know, she supports that and stuff like that, and she worked at a gym, and they threatened to fire her, apparently, because of the photos, because she didn't approve, I think it's bullshit, but it sounds like plausible, but she didn't approve a photo that I put out, and somebody saw it from her job, and they kind of talked to her and said, you know, we can fire you for this, and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, like, she wasn't using, there was no marijuana in the photos. It was a vape. It just was giving that impression. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. It's crazy
again, though. Like, it could be my brother, and I'm posting a picture of us together, but, you know, if I don't tag it rightly, if I don't tag it correctly, or say, you know, hey, this is my brother, then somebody could look at it and assume, you know, that's my boyfriend or that's my husband or there's something going on. It's just perception, you know. So even though it's not always fair or always right, you know, that's kind of what comes with the territory sometimes.
And it's just like 16 years ago, we were not like this. You know what I mean?
Nope,
like,
not
we
at all.
Had our private lives. We were able to you know, talk as much shit as we wanted to and not really be, you know, reprimanded behind
it.
You know, and it's like,
well,
you know, even then, like when Friendster and MySpace were out, I don't know how many people, I mean, I might have some listeners who don't listen, who don't even know what the hell Friendster is, but it was before MySpace and before Facebook. Friendster, like, started it all. And Friendster was one of those things where the only way you can actually be on there is if somebody invited you and you were actually friends with them. And then you know, that was the only way you were able to get on there. And MySpace was like, MySpace took off and then it failed. But even when it was MySpace, you weren't getting ridiculed by your jobs and ridiculed by people like that. You just went on there, had fun. You were a different personality. I mean, AOL chat rooms, you could be whoever the hell you wanted.
Oh,
you know,
I was
but,
in the chat rooms, yeah.
Listen, I've wasted many of hours sitting at a computer chatting with random-ass people.
But it was
one of those things, like, now, because it's so big and it's so part of our lives, like, a lot, now it's a big deal. Like, okay, we need to watch what
it
we
is.
Say. And we need to make sure that we act right, basically, on social media. And it's like, Just let me be me, dude. Like, why are you stressing about what I'm doing?
You can't at this point. Nope. It's just what you said. It's too big for you to be you now. It's too out there. It's too public. Unless you keep your Facebook or whatever account you have locked up where only you see it, that's the only way you can be you. Because, if you know, now, like, everybody sees it. It's part of our public lives. It's ingrained, you know, in us. And as much as, you know, even to the point where people who don't have any social media, like, I give them a side eye. I'm like, what you trying to hide? You don't have
exactly.
anything? No Facebook?
Exactly.
No Instagram?
Like, what?
No
like,
Twitter?
For real?
No LinkedIn? Nothing? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you
exactly.
just what's wrong with you if they have no social media?
And if you usually think they're bullshitting, you know.
Then, I'm like, you lying. You got something.
My thing is when, let's say somebody unfriends you on Facebook or, but they're still your friends in real life. Like, I feel like people get more mad that they're not friends on Facebook. Hey, why'd you unfriend me? Like, what the hell?
People
like, what's
have done
up?
That. And I'm just,
you know?
I used to be very, like, conscious, and I still am, about Facebook and, like, keeping it manageable. So, like, if I hadn't talked to you in a while or, you know, I didn't think your posts were funny or there's just no, I felt like there was no reason for us to be friends on Facebook anymore, then I'd unfriend you. I would do like a quarterly Facebook purge. And there could be a good reason, a bad reason, or no reason. But I've had people like send me a message like, well, I don't understand. Why did you unfriend me? What did I do? I'm really sorry. I'm like,
there's no reason. I just did it.
Take it personally. No reason. We just hadn't talked in a year. I didn't see anything on your page. You know, you hadn't liked anything. I just didn't think you, I'm sorry. You can be my friend again instead.
Right? You know, and I ain't gonna lie, I've done it because, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, I feel like through the college and I want to make sure that, you know, there's no bad blood and stuff like that. And I get it, you know, my thing is how we actually got a lot of it personal. And in reality, it's just social media, you know, like you don't have to use it. And, I don't know if you like television, Netflix, so this is a Netflix show, a show called Black Mirror. I don't know if I spoke about it before, but basically it's like the Twilight Zone, and they use technology in their stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's three seasons on there, there's three episodes per season. The last season only has one episode up yet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually talks really, really a lot of what we're talking about right now. And without giving too much away, the premise of the story is the technology in the story is that they got these eyes, right? And they introduced this in a previous episode in another season. There are these eyes that are basically like your social media wall, right? So you can, like, see memory. It records memories. It records photos. You can go back and play video, like, memories that you had with a person. And you control it with, like, this little round remote, right? So you can go. Mm-hmm. You can rewind certain situations. Like, let's say you had a dinner with someone, and wherever you were looking, it records it. So you can go back and replay that dinner you had with somebody.
Huh.
And it creates, like, a folder of photos and videos and all this other stuff. In that one episode, the guy ends up finding that his wife cheats on him, right? In that one episode. Mm-hmm. In this new episode that I'm talking about, it gets deeper than that. You know what I mean? And it actually allows you to block people in real life. And when you block them, they become like this blur, like this white blur. And then their voice is muffled. You know? So literally, if you're having an argument with somebody, you can block them and not listen to anything they're saying anymore and not even see
it's
how
like,
they
wah,
look.
Wah, 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 wah.
Exactly.
Like,
that's literally how it is. You should watch it. It's called White Christmas. Like when we get off here, I think you should like just get on there and watch it and then you get back to me with your review.
I'm
not even joking.
When I get off here, but give me the link and I'll try and watch it this weekend.
I have a story to tell you, though. Go ahead.
All right. So this goes back to, like, social media and relationships again and perception. So this is a dating story again. So I had been seeing this guy. We'd gone out, and I knew he liked me more than I liked him, and he really wanted a relationship and to be my, you know, he would introduce me as his girlfriend, and I'd always be like, dude, I'm not your girlfriend. Stop it. Like, we have never had that conversation. Stop it. So I was scrolling on Facebook, and I saw he had changed his profile picture to one we had taken together. And I was like, literally, that's the thought that went through my head. What the hell? So I wrote him and was like, dude, why is your profile picture one that I'm in? And he's like, I don't understand why you're upset. And I'm like, because you didn't ask if that was okay. And he's like, well, I take pictures with my friends all the time and post them. I never ask permission for posting. I'm like, it's a common courtesy to ask to make sure the people you're in the picture with are okay with you posting the picture, especially a profile picture. Like, that definitely shows, there's some level of significance to this, and it's public. And he was like, well, I didn't tag you or anything. I was like, yeah, but it's public. So it's just as I'm scrolling down here, anybody can scroll and, you know, just happen upon it. So he took it down, but, we had this whole back and forth about it. And he stopped speaking to me over it after that. Like, we're done. No more talking. Because he was angry that I was upset about it. I'm like, I just feel like it's a matter of courtesy.
I get it, but the point, it really what drove that reaction was the fact that he was into you more than you were into
him.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
What drew it back was he was perceiving us as being in a relationship when we were not. So if it was just
his
platonic friend, and I knew that he was just my friend, and he knew that I was just his friend, I probably wouldn't have been. I'd have been like, "Hey, dude, I just saw that picture. What's going on?" But I wouldn't have been upset. But the fact that
you probably would
have
never did that. You probably would have been like, "Oh snap! I forgot we took this photo." Like you probably would never confronted him about it.
I might not have
said
anything. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was putting it out there to the world or whoever that we were in a relationship when we were not, and then the picture on top of it, I was like, "Oh no, 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 no." Because,
you see, but that's, I'm willing to bet that you didn't have that conversation like, dude, we're not together.
I had that so many times.
Okay.
So many times.
I believe you
did. And I know. I'm like, well, why do you keep telling people that we are? Like, why do you introduce me that way? Oh, it's just easier. I'm like, no, it's not easy. Just say my name.
It is.
Hey, so-and-so, this is so-and-so. Like, I don't need a title. Don't put a title on me. Stop it. So, yeah, I was very clear, very clear. No relationship here.
If anybody wants to call in, give the number 215-383-5758. Give us a call and let's talk about something and talk about what you've been through. Honestly, that is hilarious to me. That is like a new age friend zone. Like, you friend zoned him so hard. And you heard that man's feelings. You heard that man's feeling.
I know, and that's why he is not.
Oh,
like,
we got a caller.
He's spoken to me since. I did reach out and was like, I knew he was on a trip. I was like, oh, have a good trip. I got nothing back, so I knew he was not happy about that friend zone he's in. And I'm sorry. Sorry, friend zone.
All right, we got a caller. Let's see what they're talking about here. All right. 5687, you're on the air.
You know, when you're trying to stare down the barrel of a gun, you want to keep the barrel in focus.
Oh,
you know, you don't want to have the background in focus. But what's up?
Yeah, you ain't shit.
I ain't shit, dog. I ain't shit. That's a little
what type of social media do you got? I know you got some stories.
I got a lot of stories, man. Probably too many. Too many for my own good.
The funniest thing that happened to you through social media?
The funniest thing or the most awful thing?
Start with the funniest thing.
The funniest thing on social media. I don't really think anything. Oh, okay. There was this, this is before I met you, Manny. I take Halloween real serious. And I dressed up. I was testing his costume out, Deadpool. I dressed up as Deadpool, before he's popular and all that shit. And I took a picture on Facebook of my costume. And it was like a lycra suit, like a cat suit. and I didn't realize that, you know, I was going to have a slight wardrobe malfunction below the waist. And so when I posted the picture, and I was tagging people in it until one of my friends, my lady friends, pointed out that my dick was hanging off, you know, off in the picture. So I said, well, damn. And but it was too late to try to front, like I didn't post it. So I just kind of had to leave it up there because people was commenting, talking shit, making jokes.
Right.
And but
right.
I made the correction.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I made the correction, bro. I made the correction. When I went out for Halloween, I stepped out with a cup on. Everything was cool. So that's probably the funniest thing that ever happened. The most awful thing that ever happened to me on social media is somebody accused me of getting them pregnant and making them have abortions and all this other crazy shit. They was attacking all these different girls that I didn't.
Like,
no, this is
did she make the accusation on social media? So she like put
something
on your Facebook.
They actually stole my, because I don't keep any. I don't keep anything private because, you know, most of the people that I follow, I know. And I don't really follow a lot of people I don't know or don't find interesting, you know, in some sort of way.
Yeah.
So I have a real small social circle. Manny knows that. So I can narrow it down if anybody is trying to assassinate my character pretty quickly, you know.
Okay.
And I knew who it was after a couple of days, like, because this person was like stole my Instagram account when I had one.
Oh.
Took all my pictures, yeah, and then started messaging all these random girls. And maybe like only three of these girls that they messaged, I actually knew. The rest of them I didn't even know or communicate with. So it was just one of those weird situations. And the most awful thing I did is fake my own death.
I got a damn on that one. Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, I faked my own death on Facebook. So, yeah, that was the stupidest shit ever.
How did you do that?
It was the April Fool's prank that went a little too far. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I had best friends calling, crying.
They pissed off
at me. Yeah, it was terrible. So, yeah.
I don't have any stories. Like,
I would have doubted it the last time I talked to you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The worst thing that happened to me.
Yeah, pissed off.
The worst thing that happened to me was when my son was first born, we had like his own little like Facebook kind of celebrity page, kind of like just to kind of post pictures of him, like so people who aren't like here can like see him and stuff like that. And somebody ended up stealing one of his photos and using it as a profile picture. And it was just like, what the hell? Like, we didn't even know this person. They lived in another country, you know, this other shit.
Yeah.
We ended up threatening them, and we used that was like when Facebook was like really strict about like their rules and shit like that. Now if you report something, Facebook usually just takes it off really quick and then goes over it and then either puts it back or they tell you, well, we can't, you know what I'm saying?
Before
it was impossible.
Crazy.
It was hard. But
I don't understand the picture stealing people. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, people who create new profiles with somebody else's picture, like, and I see that a lot, like, fake profiles and be like, my girlfriend, so-and-so. Like, but that's not her. That's just her picture. Why? Like, it's that whole catfishing thing that I don't
It's like catfishing is like a legitimate.
It is.
That's the ultimate troll.
Catfishing is
going to
become like a catfishing has become really like a psychological disorder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got people who, these people are like really unstable. I don't know if you ever watched the show, but some of these people are just like, they're polar. There was this one girl on last season who, she had this weird ass character, and I'm pretty sure everybody who watched the show knew who I'm talking about. She had a weird voice. And, you know, they're trying to talk to her, going on. She's, like, laughing. It was just like, oh, this is who I am. Blah, blah. And you could just tell, like, this girl is, like, insane, you know? But a lot of people, like this on social media, like, Devin, you be yourself. So people make personas, you know?
Yeah, they do.
It's like, you know, my Facebook is, like, it's half me and it's half persona. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, I know a bunch
I'm
of people
not,
who create.
Like, a lot of the times on Facebook, I'm not the same way in person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's weird because, like I said at the beginning, I've got these two Facebook accounts. And, like, they're both me, but they're
you
both,
had two
like,
Facebook accounts?
Oh, yeah. Because one is, like, for, like, one. The reason I did it, Lamar, is because I had a job that was, like, real strict about social media.
Okay.
So I couldn't post any, like, fun pictures on my regular profile. No pool pictures, no pictures of me drinking anything, no bikini pictures, no modeling pictures, no nothing. So I was like, well, I want a place to do this stuff. So I created a new profile with a different name. I was like, okay, my job's not going to find me because I'm using a different name, different date of birth, different everything. So now I've managed two Facebook profiles. And they're both me. Like, they're both who I am, but just different parts of my personality. And, yeah, it's like I created an image for myself on one, which is me, but just not all of me, and same thing with the other one. But yeah, there's very few people who I let on both sides who, like, know the full story. But as far as dating goes, like, my one girlfriend was like, yeah, on your Devin profile, like, you need not put any dude you're trying to date on that profile because he sees all your sexy modeling pictures and he automatically thinks sex kitten. And that's all he sees. He doesn't see, like, nerd. He doesn't see, you know, the girl who eats cookies every single day,
you know,
works out at the crack of dawn.
You know,
like, all he sees is bikini. So
your friends, and you know what, though? Not me, first thought. On Instagram, because a lot of Instagram models, or even models in general, they post like, when
right.
You know, swole shit like that. Like, part of life, and people love to eat that shit up. You know? Side note, I feel like a lot of your friends have read that book, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man, or whatever the freaking book was by
Stupidest
the
book
ever.
It's the
stupidest
same
book
ever. The same one giving me that.
It really is.
Stupidest book ever.
That what? What happened, Devin?
I said it's probably the same girl who gives me all my dating advice. But yeah,
cool. It's like,
think like, yeah.
That book, I'm pretty sure. And it's, come on, dude, like, some of it is true, but some of it is just, come on, dude. Like, no, this is not, this is coming from one person's point of view. And you can't think all men are like that, because it's going back to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Think,
not all women
are
whores.
I think he has a point, though. Like, I've experienced that, because, like, they'll see, especially if I meet them and they immediately go to the Devin side and not my other, you know, PG profile side. Because when you know, we connect, they're expecting, like, sex bomb all the time. And I'm like, you know what, sometimes I'm just in my pajamas and in my slippers. Or, you know, I want to talk about intellectual stuff. Like, I'm not sexy all the time. But they're expecting sexy all the time. I'm like, yeah, there's days where I'm in my pajamas and slippers all day long, right? All day. So, you know, I'm just, you know, the persona that you see on one side is not the full story. And I think that's the point she was trying to make.
I think it's almost interesting to look back at how the internet, because the internet and social media, I believe, are two different things. And social media is more of a construct. It is for people to socialize. But it's a way for people to socialize, and I believe a very dysfunctional way. You know, like, if you had to socialize with somebody in their presence, you would conduct yourself, you know, in a thoughtful manner. But because
Internet
you're sitting
gangster.
At a desk, not even that, just it's anything. Like, the way you word things, the way you say it, doesn't have to be anything derogatory. It doesn't have to be any
there's a false sense of
but just
confidence.
Yeah, a false sense of confidence that it instills in people to just, you know, not necessarily have a filter, because when you're getting to know somebody, you're trying to socialize, you don't necessarily want to have a filter, but you don't have any thought processes. There's no context in which you say, in the manner in which you say things. You just blurt stuff out. And, you know, that's why when you read a lot of, like Twitter, like, I never joined Twitter. It took me 7 years to join Twitter or more because
I'm still
I thought
not on it.
Yeah, it's like, I can't express myself in 140 characters or less.
Can't.
Like, you know, like, I can't do it.
I'm the person who, if you write me K, I feel like I want to punch you through the phone.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Can you give me a K?
You know,
see, nope. my thing with Twitter is that it's like Twitter is, for me, is more like a billboard. Like, you know, hey, come watch now. You know what I'm saying? There are people who are on there, and let me tell you something. If you want to laugh and you're bored, then you need to get on Twitter like on like in the afternoon, or like
and
get on Twitter when there's like an award shows or any live event that everybody's watching. That is the best time to be on Twitter. It is hilarious, and it all depends on who you follow, obviously, but it is so funny, and I feel like that, like I said, it's another platform that people use in a totally different way, and it's all good. But it's like you said, you know, I think we see Lamar is he's a low key actor. You don't know this, Devin, but he's a low key actor, and we did a movie with him a couple years back called Stranger, and
I didn't have a Facebook.
Like,
people thought it was the crazy
thing.
That I didn't have a Facebook.
And he didn't have Twitter. And then we actually made him a Twitter for the character in the movie. And that, I think, you know, that kind of, you know, got that ball rolling and shit. But it's weird how that works. You know, you can go and not have anything one day, and next minute you're all over the place, you know. Now,
right.
our live conversation is going to stop in about 8 minutes. But we can continue a little bit further, like we did last week. If those of you who listened to the archive, we thought we were not recording, but we realized that we were. So I realized that the live broadcast is actually what stops when the hour is over. But then the archive will still keep on until I actually end the episode. So just a heads up that we will be ending live in about 8 minutes, and I'll make an announcement and all that when we do end live. But if you listen to the archive, then you can hear like the real good stuff.
Like the after party.
Yeah, the uncensored.
Yeah. Well, one thing Lamar talked about, it was his worst experience on social media, and mine is not nearly like that. Not really that bad, but I remember feeling really badly about what was happening, and it goes along with that kind of bravado that you'll say anything because you're behind the computer screen. I don't even know how the topic of this conversation came up. It was in like a Facebook discussion group. And I know what it was.
Oh,
it was about this girl, and she had posted somewhere else that she didn't fuck for free. Like, she made some comment about, like, if a guy wants to have sex with her, he's going to have to, you know, take her out and buy her stuff and give her money and this, like that. And so I posted a separate topic, like, hey, what do you think about this statement right here? She went ballistic. Like, I didn't mention her. Nobody knew that she had made the statement, but she came on there and went guns a-blazing on me. And I was like, I was reading, like, I almost had tears in my eyes. I'm like, I can't believe the stuff she's saying. Like, who said this kind of stuff?
And the crazy part. Apologize. The crazy part is that if this
was I didn't mean to insult you. I just was curious about what people thought about this.
Well, the thing is, if this was in person, they wouldn't act like that. I mean, some people might. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but most
like,
people, yeah,
you know,
they have some sense in person.
They would be like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, that's a whole nother even. That is a whole other type of social media. Facebook groups are hilarious. Like, there are some Facebook groups that are so funny, and they're so like, you know, and there's some of them that are just like the worst groups to be a part of. Like, there's always an argument.
And some are raunchy.
Some of them
allow this to happen.
Well, I mean, if it's a private thing
like, it'll get reported sometimes, but, you know, or pictures will get flagged or taken down. But yeah, most of the private groups, you can pretty much say and post whatever. And
well, yeah, because the people who are in there, they know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? So.
Not always. Sometimes I get added to groups, and I'm like, why am I here? Like, I'll see it on my news feed and be like, who put me in this, and why did they think I'd be cool with it? Like,
see, my problem is Facebook autoplay. Like, you know, there's some people who post, like, the craziest freaking videos, and then you're scrolling through your timeline, and you're like, man, what the fuck? I didn't want to see this. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when I first became, there's a friend, a model that I actually I recently followed like a couple of weeks ago, I'd say a couple of weeks ago. And within the first couple of days of being Facebook friends, I noticed that she posted some really weird shit. And I'm like, man, I don't want to like like, I want to work with her, so I don't want to, like, not be friends with her. But it's like, right. Holy, I got to know when to, like, not look at certain shit that she's posting. You know, so it's like, damn, you know, it's like she's one of those people who, like, you know, they post, like, these random videos. Like, they'll, one minute she posts, like, a fight video, and the next minute she posts, like, a guy dancing naked. And it's like, what? Right. Like, I don't want to watch that, bro. Like,
right.
Give me some warning or something, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like, those are the people who you're like, I don't want to unfriend you, but I might have to unfollow you. Like, that unfollow feature is a good one, because there are some people you're like, you know, I like you, but I don't need to see all the stuff that you post.
Yeah, I got a couple people like that.
But it's weird. Like, when I was going to say, when I joined Instagram, like, nobody told me what it was, so when I looked at it, I thought it was like a thing where people just posted cool pictures and stuff that they liked, you know? And then as I stayed on Instagram over the course of 2 or 3 years, it just became like the exact same as Facebook. It was just, you know, people posting selfies, you know, stuff like that. So I just kind of got sick of it and got off of it. You know?
Well, I mean, like I said, every social media has like two different sides. It has different sides, you know? There are some Instagrams of people who post things of stuff they like, and there are Instagrams of businesses, and there are Instagram of people who just do selfies. So it all depends on what you really want to see. And honestly, I feel like Instagram is way better at handling that than Facebook is, even though they're ran by the same company right now. But Instagram has a different formula for stuff like that. And I don't see Facebook like ever dying out, but I do see people branching off and using other aspects of it. And Facebook, what they do is they take certain really popular social media stuff, and they incorporate it into the Facebook platform. And to stay relevant. But I feel like a lot of people are sick and tired of Facebook, and they use other means to basically talk. We do have just 2 minutes left of the live feed. And I want to thank everybody who listened in live. And I want to thank those of you who will be at the after party, per se, of this little conversation that we're doing. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Husky Grip. Devin, what is your Instagram or whatever social media?
So Instagram, remember, Instagram is Pisces Moni, PISCESMONIE. And Snapchat is, see, it's a combination. Moni B 1922, MONIEB 1922.
There you go. So mine is, I keep it pretty standard throughout everything. Everything is Husky. Yeah, that way people can find you all over the place, you know.
I wish
so
I
everywhere.
Thought about it beforehand.
Well, you can change your Instagram. You know that, right?
I probably
you can change
will.
Your,
I probably will.
Yeah, you can change your name on Instagram.
I gotta decide. I got decisions to make as far as my social media goes. There are important decisions on the horizon.
Mine is don't follow me or don't contact me if you don't freaking know me. That's what mine is.
Well, we do appreciate everyone who listened, and we're trying to keep creating content. So if you are on Facebook and you want to go to our Facebook page, it's Facebook.com/mealtime. Feel free to post, you know, discussions or questions or anything that you like to talk about.
Topics
live
on
radio.
Yeah,
we have all that type of stuff. We for the people, you know what I mean? It's like mealtime is a random conversation with random people talking about random things randomly. And we want to keep that. We want to keep that going. So, you know, be engaged and make sure that we hear you, because we will hear you and we will read and stuff. And, you know, like I said, though, the after party is like 1 minute. If you're listening live, be sure to check out the archive tomorrow. When we post it on our Facebook page, so that way you can hear all the other goody stuff that happened when we weren't live on the air. I'm pretty sure Devin's going to have some stuff to talk about. She had a whole list. So
we talk about Instagram and DM, because I ain't on Instagram when people dated.
Oh, the DM feature. Yeah. Oh, I got two good stories on that.
We got to wait 30 seconds. Then we can start talking about that, because we got to, you know, like I said, people, if you're listening live, you got to wait for the archive. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go back there and listen to it. But
even if you're listening live, listen tomorrow too, so you can hear what we talk about after.
Exactly. Lamar, you are awesome, man. Thanks for calling in again.
No problem, bro.
Support the past couple of weeks. So,
man,
we appreciate
that. just trying to keep the background in focus, you know. That's all I'm trying to do.
We appreciate you.
That's gonna be a new. All right, we're off the live air right now. But dude, that's gonna be a new. That's gonna be a new saying. Like whenever someone says, "Hey, what's up? How you doing?" You know, just keeping the background in focus. You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Devin, if you knew what we were talking about right now, you would think we were the most biggest haters, most awful people in the world
right
now.
I'm not a hater.
I'm not a hater, bro. I call it spade and spade, bro. A spade and spade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm about to be out here pretending like you can know. Yeah, man.
It's an inside thing. We'll talk.
Some people do things and they don't know what they're doing. We're just going to leave it at that right now because
okay.
I don't want to put nobody's business out there. Some people need to take their craft more serious, That's all I'm saying.
They do. And the reason why we're joking about it and we're, talking all the shit we're talking is that...
Because it was on social media.
Exactly. And the particular people, they use social media to hype people up about what they're doing. And a lot of people know that they're not really doing the stuff that they hype about. And that's why it's funny to us, especially when... we're not hating. We're just like, we're laughing at the fact that it's a joke.
I want to see anybody that I haven't met, do good, whatever they endeavor, it is, but at the same time, if I see you out here shoveling shit, what you want me to do? Say it's sugar? Like, no, it's shit. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, you can't shovel shit and then try to say, somebody shoveling snow is doing it wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or you're better than them because you're shoveling something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we all can get together and shovel everything. You know what I mean? But it's just, it's like you said, it's ego. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a whole different conversation. Let's hear those stories, Devin.
Oh, okay. So my DM, so I didn't even really know the Instagram direct message feature was for a long time.
Really?
And so, and
that's
then
very
they have really like
is.
Now, like people who you're friends with or followers with or something, like you'll get their stuff first, and then there's like a hidden one of just like random people that I like discovered and was like, who are these people and what do they want? So,
right.
I did a gig at the Fetish and Fantasy Ball this past Halloween where I was body painted, so I was like not naked, but I had like little pasties and a little like loincloth on. And then the rest of me was just painted like a leopard. So it was like head to toe body paint, hair, everything. So apparently, like, it got in the, I posted like two pictures of it, but I guess the actual event posted a lot more. And so I started getting these like direct message fetish requests because this was a fetish and fantasy ball. So one dude. And actually, there was one that I was real close to being like, you know what, that doesn't sound too bad. He was like, I have a foot fetish. I went through your pictures. I see you've got pretty feet. Will you just rub them on my face for like 15 minutes? I'll pay you $50. And I'm like, that's all? Like, wait, I need more information. I was really concentrating. I was like, I'm not going to your house. You can't come to my house. But you can figure out some logistics. Can I get a picture of your driver's license? Maybe we'll be able to look it up.
I mean, let me tell you something. There's people who make serious money off of it. They sell something.
Yeah,
pictures like there's people who will pay like $50 for a photo.
If I hadn't been so like nervous about this random stranger, actually taking me off somewhere, then I probably would have done it. Another guy, he was like, I think all beautiful women deserve. He wanted to be my slave. He was like, will you come? I can come and I'll clean your house. I'll wash your car, but I just want you to insult me and beat me. And I'm like, beat you? He's like, yes, with a belt. As hard as you can, because you look really strong. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not going to pay you any money, but your house will be really, really clean. I'm like, I don't think I could do that one. But yeah, there was like this whole host of like crazy messages in there from, regular like, hey, you're really sexy to, yes, beat me with a bell while I clean your house. Oh, that's my DM story.
Yeah, that definitely is weird. I'm glad we didn't share that on live because...
Yeah.
I don't know. They got that thing where, you know, they say, oh, you slide in some girl's DMs. I thought that shit was ridiculous for a long time, but then it was just, I don't know how I, like, you know how you just, sometimes you go to that one part of Instagram and it had, you know, recommended people to follow. I don't know who it was that I was following, but I knew him, and I came across this one chick's page, and she was just so fine that I said, you know what the hell, I'm going to try this whole DM thing. So I slid in her DMs.
Oh,
and
boy.
I thought it was, and I told her straight up, I said, look, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know how to slash nobody DMs. But look, what's up? You know, like, you want to go out? I got a date booked with her. Then I kind of like just blew her off because I didn't feel like going. But,
aww.
Well, you know, but I deduced at that point that sliding in DMs, people's DMs wasn't really the way for me to go because I don't understand.
Good.
Yeah, that's not my thing.
I mean, I don't
think it works for an initial approach. Like, I can see maybe a Facebook message working because there's more of a dialogue. It's more dialogue-based to begin with. So Facebook is really about talking, conversation, and pictures, too.
Yeah.
But for Instagram or even Snapchat, it's just like you're just going to randomly approach somebody who you think is pretty on Instagram.
Right.
Like,
it's weird.
It just
If you think about it, that's like, I mean, those two platforms are essentially Tinder and Grindr. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, except Grindr allows you to pick who you want to slide in your DMs with. You know what I'm saying? And Tinder the same way.
Yeah.
Like, so when you look at it, like, it can essentially be dealt with the exact same, you know, way.
It just doesn't feel the same. Like, I've been on Tinder before, and I've done dating apps before, but I just don't consider Facebook and Instagram, like, dating apps. So when somebody sends me a dating-type message and I've never talked to them before, like, if we have had, let's say we're in a group together, we've had ongoing conversations, that's one thing to take it from the group to the messenger. But if I don't know you at all and you're just like, hey, pretty lady, what's
up? Like, if Lamar hits you up in the messages and you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, what?
Right. I probably would.
It's weird.
Unless I thought he was really hot. And be like, well, maybe we could talk. But if I just thought
women.
Right,
what I tell you, bro? Women.
I mean, I'm going to be honest about it. You know, if I find you attractive, then you get at least, you know, to the top of the list, and I'll think about it. Doesn't mean you're in there, but it gets you at least a second look. Anything, I think. But yeah, he'd be just like, if I didn't know him, if we hadn't talked about anything, if, you know, he was just some random, like, one mutual friend, Manny, and he starts, you know, sends me a message, especially if the message is like a sexual type message or a message that isn't just like platonic, then nah, you're getting deleted real fast. And that's another thing that I hate. Like, I do get those on the Devin Facebook page, like just random, like sexual type messages. I'm like, oh, I don't know you. So, you know, I'm hitting that delete button hard, like with vengeance. Like,
that's crazy.
Don't talk to me like that.
You better show some respect, boy.
Yes, that's exactly right. The tone in my voice, in my head. You better respect me. Know
it's like
who
the,
I am.
You're like the grandmother, like talking to a child. Like,
I am.
Show some respect, sir.
You show some respect, bum. Like that.
I am a lady. You do not talk to me that way. Okay.
You know, the one thing I don't like about social media is that, you know, they had a saying that, you know, everybody has an opinion. And, you know, I really firmly believe that, yeah, everybody has an opinion. But a lot of people's opinions are dumb, and they shouldn't be heard, and certain people shouldn't have a voice, and certain people shouldn't have a platform to speak at all. They should just be the stupid, you know, mongrels that they are and not ever be able to express themselves, like, because the way that they express themselves is ignorant. So, you know, I think that as far as social media goes from that standpoint, that it's a disease, and there really needs to be some sort of mechanism developed that allows people not to be able to tell you what they're thinking because they don't know.
Here's a cool thing about social media. You know, we've been kind of downplaying it a little bit all night, but the cool thing about social media that I feel like can actually reverse the tide is, let's say, okay, Netflix, right? Just perfect example.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's say Netflix, you have a friends list on Netflix, you know, because, I mean, now you can have, like, you know, you can link your Facebook to it, and when you watch a movie, it automatically makes a post about what movie you're watching or what show you are watching, blah, blah, blah. But what if you had a Netflix playlist, right? And you say those people that you're online with or you're friends with on there are watching something, right? You say, okay, Lamar's watching Black Mirror, whatever, right? And I say, man, I like that episode, or let me go check that out. I go and follow him, or I'll go to like his Netflix wall or whatever, and I can start watching the movie where he's watching it at the same time. So now, I'm watching it.
Oh, so it's like you're fun that you're watching it together, cuddling virtually.
And that's going to be the next step, because and here's the thing, like on Xbox, right? On Xbox, you can do that now. Like on Xbox 360, you were able to do it before, but now you can do it even more, because now with the new Xbox, you can actually like video chat while watching the same show or watching TV or whatever. But you know, as long as they're on your friends list and they're watching Netflix or something, they can invite you to watch the show with them. And then you guys kind of go like in a virtual movie theater or whatever, and you watch the same movie at the same time. So imagine if they did it through Netflix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's the next step. They'll do that. I think that's coming.
That would be crazy.
Thing on the horizon.
That would be so crazy.
I'm sure. I do judge people on their social. I judge, like Lamar was saying, like, if you're stupid and you post stupid stuff all the time, I judge them by their power. I mean, in my head. Like, I'm not usually mean on social media, but in my head, I'm like, damn, you're stupid. Or, like, really? You're really going to vote for Trump because you think this, what? Or, you know, even people who use really bad grammar and they don't spell check, or they just, like, post stuff and I'm like, what the hell? I got to decipher this? Like, later. Like, why don't you just type out fucking later?
Yeah,
Twitter?
Like, seriously. Oh, my God. I hate
characters.
That. I hate
it's
that.
A blessing in disguise, because it does reveal the total amount of idiots that you probably surrounded by, you know. So you do know who's the stupid ones, who's the empty ones, you know. And you know, so I'll give it its props for that.
On that note, we're gonna stop this because we're getting like a little bit. I don't want it to get too crazy at after party, but I will say this.
No twerking in the after party.
Well, you know, it's just like we're getting to the 15-minute mark, and so I'll leave this with this. Make sure to always keep your background in focus, okay?
Hey.
Always.
And saying by that is, you know, keep the people who surround you in focus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, support those people. Be the type of person who, not just you, you're not the main focus. Like, the people who are in your circle are the main focus, and you know who is around you. It's clear that the people around you are important people and are people that you want around you. You know what I'm saying? And you can use social media to do that. So always remember to keep your background in focus, and you'll be good.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to say
note.
I will see you guys next week, and we'll think of some type of topic to talk about. Thank you again, Lamar, for calling in. I appreciate you don't have to do that, but we do like you being here. Devin, again, thanks for being an awesome co-host. And those of you who are listening to the archive, thank you for playing this far, sticking around for the extra little kind of information that we gave and little chat that we did at the end. So you guys have a great night, and see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.